Welcome to Awakened Path Radio, helping to spread love and light for the highest and greatest good. I'm your host, Reverend Candace Nadine Breen, spiritualist minister and healing minister. For more information, including show updates, courses, workshops, events, resources, and more, visit my website at www.awakenedpathonline.com. Again, that's www.awakenedpathonline.com. Now, on to today's show. Today, I have with me Maura O'Leary, who is a successful business executive and a lifelong intuitive. She is also a Reiki practitioner, a medium, and a certified angel messenger. She has recently published her first book called When Angels Play Poker. Welcome to our show today, Maura.
Thank you, Reverend Breen. It's wonderful to be on your show, and I really appreciate you having me.
It is definitely our pleasure as well. So, would you tell us about your inspiration behind your first book, When Angels Play Poker?
Absolutely. So I've always wanted to write a book throughout my lifetime. I've been gifted to find writing to be something that comes easy to me and that I love doing. Mm-hmm. But I'd never written a book or even a short story in my past. I'd done some poetry and inspirational notes to people and a few eulogies. But over 5 years ago, I went up to Maine, to Cape Elizabeth, Maine, with a journal and a couple of pens, and I just was going up there to kind of chill out and see what would, you know, I'd journal about, and I never intended to write what I ended up writing. It wasn't what I was thinking about, but when I got up there and I started to journal, I honestly, Reverend Breen, it was like I was divinely guided. I started writing this book and I couldn't stop. I wrote four chapters longhand and I only stopped because my hand started hurting. And then when I got home, I wrote two more chapters and then I stopped because I'd never, you know, I was doing dialogue in the book and it just was just flowing so strongly. And I thought, where is this coming from? Mm-hmm. So I stopped for a bit because I just was kind of taken aback. And then I went and found a few readers, beta readers, people who didn't know me. And I gave it out to about four different people and they read the six chapters and they came back and said, you need to finish this, keep writing. Mm. And so I did. It did take me about 5 years to complete it just because, you know, life intervened and I wanted to get it right. And then I was able to get it published, which was amazing in itself. And then so When Angels Play Poker came out last May and I launched it on the 100th anniversary of the Lady of Fatima event. So
it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to take a moment and apologize to our listeners if you hear the electric chainsaw in the background. There's some construction going on. I keep hitting mute when I'm not talking so it doesn't destroy, but you know, it's that time of year when everyone's outside doing stuff.
Yes. It's the way it is. It's better than hearing snow plows.
That is so true. So true. Well, we're going to do the best we can here.
That's fine. No problem. So that's what, you know, the answer to your question. I mean, I was divinely guided, divinely inspired to write this. And seeing how it's all unfold has let me know that I absolutely was chosen or asked to do this. So
that's
I'm very happy I did.
Yes, it's fabulous. Now, without giving away the book's ending, what is this book about? I love the title.
So in a nutshell, overall what the book is about, the main theme is how you're loved every day from above by angels. And so that's the overlying theme of it. But many people do ask me, because the title is so intriguing, many people ask, how did I come up with that, or where does that go? But overall, the way the book starts is there's a con artist who's down here on Earth, who got himself into a high-end retirement home, and life is pretty good for him, and he's met somebody that he wants to hang out with, and he ends up out of nowhere dropping dead of a heart attack. And he gets up to heaven, and quite honestly, he's pretty annoyed because he had a lot going on Earth, and he had met this woman. And so he gets up there, and he immediately starts complaining, and they're like, well, you're in heaven now, and this is the way this goes, and you are actually going to be watching over somebody while you're up here as well. And he finds out that that person is not somebody he knows, which throws him off even further. But it ends up being that it's his brother's girlfriend that he ends up watching over. And the difference of the two is he's a con artist. I mean, he was always up to something, and always, you know, he's edgy guy, doing different things, going to clubs, whatever. And this woman he's watching over is very vanilla. Her life is, you know, just the standard status quo, and in his eyes, it's boring. So he goes and complains to the elder master angel up there and says, this is like watching paint dry. I can't do this. Why am I not looking over somebody I know? And he said, there's reasons for that. But when angels get bored while they're waiting to do something to help someone on Earth, we do let them play poker, not for money. So he is so bored, he ends up being a great poker player, ends up in a mega championship game like you see on TV down here. And the only rule was you can never stop watching. You know, you have to have your eye on the person you're to be looking out for. And he got so involved in the game, he stopped watching over Mora. And things evolve from there. And the story goes from there. But that's how the title came about.
I love it. Awesome. I mean, who would ever think angels and polka? I mean, that's so awesome.
Yeah, and they don't play for money. I made sure that was known. They play for Roman coins that are not worth anything. Wow. But, you know, I made sure people understood it's not about gambling up in heaven. You know? But it's, you know, nobody's ever come back and said that. I mean, everybody loves the story because it's got so many things going on, including the overall theme of being loved from above. And, you know, Reverend Breen, I think people need to know that today, in today's world, that you are loved by angels from above every day.
Oh, yes. So that's a very good message to send. Yeah. To someone, you know, that's very good. What a fabulous plot. Your story, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I just was at a Rotary Club last week, and I said, you know, there's so many things I've learned since I wrote the book, but something I would say to people, if there's listeners on the line that really want to write a book or are writing a book, mm-hmm. I think two key takeaways are you need to make the title something that grabs people, mm-hmm. you know, that makes them stop and look at it, and the other thing is make the cover beautiful. It took me over a month to create the title, the cover that I had, and I designed it myself.
Oh, wow.
And I worked with the publisher designers, the graphic designers, but it was all done by me. And I think that those two things for me, the title and the beautiful cover, have really been very helpful. So.
And now, I mean, not to go off on a tangent, but, you know, area here, I found a lot of people reluctant who have great stories to tell but are reluctant because of financial reasons, and there are a lot of publishing companies out there who are not exactly honest and who are trying mm-hmm. to soak you for money you don't have.
Right
Yeah, they have publishing packages that are insane.
Yeah.
I saw one that was $5,000, and they weren't really doing that much.
Right. No, you have to be very careful. I mean, I was blessed. The publisher that I have is, the parent company is Guideposts.
Mm.
And Guideposts they've been around for over 80 years. And if you remember as a kid, when you would go to the dentist, there'd be the Highlight magazine.
Oh, yes.
So that's Guideposts. And they have a very, very small division. They send out a quarterly pamphlet called Earth Angels. And so I contacted them, and they do have a small publishing arm called Inspiring Voices. And I got very lucky. I mean, I had a push, but I got very lucky. I mean, I would say that to people as well. The other piece of advice, go find the most niche publisher that is in the area that you're writing about. Don't go for the big publishers, and don't go for the big self-publishing companies. Go and find, like, if you're writing a book about fishing, go and find publishers that do books on fishing. Don't go after Hay House or Random House, or don't go that route. Go find the niche, because those are the companies that are probably going to work with you the most. And that's what happened for me.
That is really good advice.
Yeah. And
someone needs to hear that, because I personally know a lot of people who have great stories and they can't get it out there. And
in summary, go small. Don't go big. Don't think, oh man, I'm going to go put this in Random House. No. Go find, and also if you're writing, make sure you write about a niche. I mean, mine is about angels.
Mm.
And that's a big area.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, I didn't go about it that way. I mean, it was divinely guided, and I kind of backed into it and said, okay, now what do I do with this? Where do I go?
Right.
But I felt I was divinely guided on that. I mean, I honestly with you, that's the only publisher I went to.
Hmm.
I don't say that often because it just sounds, you know, it sounds bad because so many people go to so many authors.
Yes.
But I went there and I sold it to them and said, I know that this is a great match. And they agreed.
Great.
So
I love it.
Thank you.
Now, back to your book here. Now, do you recall any personal experience you've had with angels?
I would say that was a really great question that you sent to me. I think ever since I was young, I used to pray to angels every night before I went to bed with my mom. And I know they've been around me my whole life based on things that I've gone through. But I wanted to give something that was a more recent experience. I mean, for me, I feel them around me all the time, every day, because I'm very open and I'm open to seeing and hearing from them. So I always know they're there, and I'm blessed to know that. I would say to people, if you wonder about it, you should be open to hear them. But let me tell you a recent story that just happened last week. So I have another business, and in addition to writing my book, I have a business that's, you know, mainly where I make my money, which is in the internet side. It's with websites, and I'm in sales. So it's been kind of a slow year so far for me, and definitely a slow spring. So last week, before I went to bed one night, I prayed to my angels and I said, look, I don't know what's going on here, but something's got to give and I need your help. I really need some sales. I need something to happen. And I said a prayer and I went to sleep. The next morning I woke up. So this was, I think, last Wednesday or Thursday. I woke up, I went to my email, and there was an email saying, hi, we would like to buy this domain. What's the price? This website name, what's the price?
Oh, wow.
Now, it's a website I owned. I mean, I work with a lot of people, but I also own my own websites. Mm-hmm. It's not often that I get an inquiry for my own site.
Wow.
And I got one. And so the person who wrote in was from a company in Spain. So it was like their company name at gmail.com is what came through. Okay. And they asked about the domain and I sent the price and we negotiated and we came up with a final price for them to buy it over a 24-hour period. Another thing that never happens. It usually takes weeks. And they agreed and they bought it. And on, I think it was Friday night, once it completes, then you see who they are because they have to fill out a form so you know who exactly bought it. Mm-hmm. And so they did this. And you ready for what their name was?
Oh, yes.
Their name, it was a man. Oh. That's key to know up front. This was a man who owned this company in Spain. I had no idea what his name was. He came back and wrote, "Thank you very much for the domain name, Angel." Was his first name.
Oh my. Oh my.
And that's, I had already thanked the angels, but you know, like sometimes you go, I wonder how much impact, you know, I wonder how much was them versus just whatever happening.
Right.
And that was their way of saying, there you go. We were listening. Here's a little gift to you. But I mean, how many guys' names are Angel?
Well,
you know,
exactly.
That's so that's just one example of what happens in my life.
Yes.
But the bottom line of the story is just pray to your angels and believe that they're working on whatever you ask. And they are. They're listening and they're working and they're trying to do what they can for you, for your highest and best.
Mm. Now, how would the average person know that they are being watched over by angels? How would they know? You know, someone who may not be in tune with their abilities or anything like that. How, and they don't know.
Yeah, I would say, like I just said, I think praying to your angels and believing that they're listening is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. But another part is they send signs every day. And on the back of my book, when I finished my book and I was ready to send it into my publisher, I had one of those moments of anxiety. I sat on my couch and I said, wait, what if somebody doesn't believe in angels? What if somebody doesn't believe in poker or the storyline here? Why am I writing this book? And I asked God, I just said, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. And in the next, you know, the next thing I knew, I was writing down what I heard, which was, every day, God sends you signs, messages, and love. Yeah. It's up to you to see, hear, and feel them. Mm. And I actually put that quote on the back of my hardcover of my book because it was so powerful.
Wow.
But I would say to people, you need, you know, believe and be opened. And when you are, you're going to see signs from them in so many different ways. You know, they'll give you all sorts of signs in music, coins, lights flickering. You might see messages come through that just, you know, that it, or words, you know, you might be asking about something and all of a sudden you keep seeing this one word wherever you go that day or that week. That's the angel's signs to you saying, yes, do this or go in that direction. So, that's, I mean, I hope that, I don't know if that answers the question.
Yeah. No, that's very helpful. Now, how do angels, like you already touched upon it. Again, the average person, if they want to communicate with an angel, how would they do that? And how would they be able to know that an angel is in communication with them?
Right. I think I did touch on it a little bit in that, you know, talk to them, ask them. I think the biggest thing I can say in answer to that, ask for their help. The angels are sitting up there in heaven. This is what they do. This is your this is their job in heaven, is to love, protect, and help you. So they want you to ask. They want you to ask anything. You know, as I said to someone, I did a reading the other day, I said, think of it like a Christmas list. I said, it's always at Christmas time, right? That we write a whole list of what we like when we were kids. But as we got older, we're like, oh, I wouldn't ask for this, or I better not ask for anything else, or I don't want to impose. In heaven, you can ask for everything and anything, and they will do their best. The angels will do their best to help you. And as Lorna Byrne says, there are tons of unemployed angels up in heaven, and they are. They're up there waiting for you and me and anyone to ask for help. And it doesn't matter what it is. And the other thing is, when you ask for something, be specific. Yes. If you're looking for the perfect person in your life, don't just say, I'd like a guy, you know, that, I don't know, lives in my town and is around my age. No, no, no. Ask exactly what you want, what he looks like, what interests you'd like him to have, where you'd like him to come from, or if that matters, anything. Make a whole list and give it to the angels to go find him, and they will. I believe in that. So if you're just asking for signs about a new job or what you should do in a certain situation that's really important, for me, a big way they send it is through music. Mm-hmm. I happen to know certain songs that when I hear them, I know that they're coming through from the angels or even God. Mm-hmm. But you can also look when you see feathers and coins, and you know, like I said, the lights flickering or something showing up, like even animals that have significance. I know red cardinals are a piece of when somebody dies, they'll come through as that. And, you know, ask those that have passed, your family members or friends, ask them to bring you a sign, and they will. Mm. You know, but I would say the first thing, most important thing, the way to communicate them, talk to them, ask them.
Right.
And you'll be amazed. And then for those out there that are like, yeah, okay, Maura, I'm not buying this whole angel thing. And I ask all the time and I don't hear it. Let me give the simplest, coolest way for you to know angels are up there. And by the way, they're up there in categories too. There's ones that are technically savvy. I can tell you that when my computer goes crazy, I ask for their help. There are parking angels up there.
Yes.
So, you know, when you go into a parking lot, you're in a rush and you need a close spot because you're just going to jump in and out to the store, ask an angel to help you find a spot.
That's nice.
It will work.
Yes. And you have to believe too, that it's going to happen.
That's a very key piece. I'm so glad you brought that up. In everything, when you go to pray to them, when you ask them, you have to believe. Like when I prayed about, look, I need a sale. I wasn't like, hey, is anyone up there? I don't know if you're listening, but this is what I need to have. I talk to them because I know they're listening. And I ask for the help. Now, when I want something health related, I personally believe I have a whole team of healing angels, and I ask them to help. I do Reiki. I command them actually to help a person. I'll say, would my Reiki healing team please come through and heal this person while they're sleeping tonight? But maybe it's because I'm so open, I'm seeing what's happened in my life. I never question that they're listening, and I never question that they're not going to help me in some way. So you do have that mindset.
Yes. Yes. Now, do you have any upcoming publications, any more publications, blogs, appearances, etc., that you would like to share with our listeners today?
Yes. First book. This is the first book in a series of three.
Oh,
I'm so glad you asked that because sometimes I forget to tell people that. And at the end, there is an epilogue. Okay. No, such a newbie at all of this. Oh. The one thing I forgot to add at the end was to be continued. So it's such a rookie mistake, but I did forget to add that. Mm. But it is the first in the series of three. Mm. I hope over the summer that I'm going to be able to make some good progress on book two. That's the hope. So I'm just starting to write book two now.
Nice.
And it's going to be called Angel Feathers at My Feet.
Oh, it's going to be the name of it. Beautiful. I can't wait.
So that's what's going on with the book side. And then as far as events, I'm really glad you asked about that too, because I have two coming up. And just so people know, you can look on my website or on my Amazon page. I'm constantly, you know, things come up and I'm constantly updating it. But right now, this Friday night, I'm in Norwell at the Angel of Light. And they're having a pamper night vendor event. It's from 5 to 9 p.m. in Norwell on Washington Street. And that's at Kathy Burke's place, Angel of Light. And I'll be there with my book to talk about it and sign it for people. And I also put a beautiful angel, gold tip angel feather as a bookmark in my book. So. So I'll be there for that. And then in July, I'll be at the New England Author Expo, which is up in Danversport. And that's 4 to 9 p.m. on the 25th of July. But again, you know, as it's been over the last year, things come up. I mean, Barnes & Noble had me signing at all their stores from November through till May. It just ended that I was all over Massachusetts doing signings. So now I'm looking to do, you know, just to be open with everybody, I'm looking to do, you know, cool events and do libraries and Rotary clubs and, you know, things like that going forward while I'm still writing the second book. So
that's great. Seems like you're pretty busy.
Yes, I have. This is the first break I've gotten, actually. If you were talking to me earlier this year, it was every weekend. So it's kind of nice to have a little bit of break over summer, but definitely from the fall onward, I'm sure I'm going to be really busy again. And I hope to see some of your listeners at one of these events that are coming up. And then I think there was one other thing you were going to ask about.
Yes.
How to contact me?
Yes, indeed. How would our listeners who are listening to this, because it is pre-recorded, but the ones who are listening now, how would they contact you for more information, to purchase books, to know about your shows and book signings, all of that?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for asking about that. So I do have a website. I have two, actually, but the main one is MauraO'Leary.com. So www.MauraO'Leary.com. I also have the book site, WhenAngelsPlayPoker.com. Mm-hmm. And so you can write to me at the MauraO'Leary.com. And the cool part that I just added, you can also get a personalized signed copy of my book with the bookmark in it from my site. You can order it there and pay through PayPal. But I also am on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. And what I want to let everyone know right now is my hardcover book is on sale. It's a summer sale on Amazon. Ooh. It's usually $29. It's currently $8.40.
Oh, my. What a deal. Hurry up, everyone. Go get one.
Yeah, because the hardcover copy is the beautiful one because it's got the quote on the back. That is just incredible. Mm. So to get it for that price, I've never seen them do that, and they've gradually reduced it since Memorial Day weekend, but it's now at $8.40. So I would recommend that. But you can get it on Kindle, soft, hard copy, on Amazon, and on Barnes & Noble. And then if you want a personalized copy, if you're not able to go to one of my events, you can just write to me at info@MauraO'Leary.com and ask for a personalized copy of my book, and I'll send it out to you.
And Maura is M-A-U-R-A.
Yeah.
O-L-E-A-R-Y, correct?
You got it. Excellent. Thank you.
.com. Well, it was definitely a pleasure having you on our show today, Maura.
Thank you. It was awesome being on your show. I really appreciate you having me. And if anyone has any other questions, they can write to me. And I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, and wish you so much greatness in spreading your message. And I'm sure you're going to do great.
Thank you, Reverend Breen.
Thank you so much, Maura.
Welcome.
Well, everyone, that's all the time we have for our show today. As always, you can visit www.awakenedpathonline.com for show updates, courses, workshops, events, resources, and more. I'm Reverend Candace Nadine Green, and thank you for listening to Awakened Path Radio. Namaste and blessed be.